She's very clever. There's a tape recorder inside her guitar.
It skips once in a while.
Well, two of our favorite kids in the entire world are here this week, having a great time at Folk Arts for Kids, which is an exceptionally good Folk Arts for Kids week. And those two kids are Katie and Monica Fallon. And Monica is the cover girl of our newest album. It's called Changing Channels, a kind of radical album about media literacy for kids and families. And this is one of the tunes on it, written by our good friend Bill Harley, and this is a true story.
We won't tell who did it, though.
Key of C. Oh, that's better to play.
We're professionals, and we will play this in the same key.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. We turned on the TV, and on the couch we lay. We watched our favorite programs and another couple shows. When our dad came in the room, folded arms and tapping toes.
He said, "Kids, turn off the TV now. There's lots of things to do. Your beds aren't made, the chores aren't done, the sun is shining too."
I said, "Oh, Dad, I'm busy now. I've got to watch this show."
I guess we should have listened, 'cause how were we to know? Then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television and skipped across the rug. He opened up the window and then we screamed, "Dad, no!"
That's your part.
And then we screamed,
"Dad, no!"
But he gave the thing a heave and we watched the TV. Cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back.
That's your part. And it's helpful to wind up on the chorus. A lot of times we have people put their hands in the air so that when we do this big, oh, it's a little easier to do it if you're physically involved. So here we go.
Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window. The window. I guess he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back.
When I saw it go, when I heard it crash, I knew that things in our house would soon be changing fast.
Our dad looked out the window and he mumbled, "My oh my." My brother looked out too and said, "I'm gonna die."
That night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all we found was nothing.
I said, "How could I forget?"
My brother lay down on the floor and moaned, "What will I do?" I said, "Why don't you move away?" He said, "The same to you."
Then he told a joke, and I told two or three.
And the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knees.
Mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly. That would have made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. It's your turn. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window. The window. I guess he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. I got a feeling that it isn't coming back.
Life without a television wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird.
I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts.
Then one sunny Saturday, our dad could not be found. We looked high and low, and from his room we heard a sound. We ran into his room to see what it could be, and found our father hiding there, watching a TV.
I said, "Oh, Dad, now really, you ought to be ashamed."
He said kind of sheepishly, "I just wanted to watch the
TV."
We picked up the TV and walked across the room and gave the thing a heave and waited for the TV out the window, the window. I guess we finally cracked. We threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back.
One more time.
Oh, we threw the TV out the window, the window. I guess we finally cracked. We threw the TV out the window. And we'll live if it never comes back. Yes, we'll live if it never comes back.
And, of course, we did promise that we would never tell that Michael Parent threw the TV out the window.
Well, we're going to do one more tune, and you've got a great concert ahead of you. Thank you all very much for singing along with our silliness. This is a song that Marcy made up, composed, or as they say, is that a real song, or did you just make it up? She made up two songs at once that fit over each other in that old-time jazz style, and it's on our album called Blanket Full of Dreams of all original lullabies, and this tune is called The Swingtime Lullaby. Silver beams in a swing time lullaby. A pillow full of wishes, a blanket full of dreams in a swing time lullaby. Little sleepyhead, close your eyes. It's time to kiss your cares goodbye. Soon you see the sunlight that tomorrow brings in a swing time lullaby. Little swing now.
Wonderful job, Kathy and Marcy. Well, we got some things to announce here. See how I get along doing this. Better put my specs on. The silent auction, y'all know about that? It's been going on. You know, they've got all sorts of real neat things that you make silent bids on. And if you've made bids on them, you can pay for them at the end of, you know, at the end of the intermission or out here at the end of the concert tonight. And but you can also pay for them by 1 o'clock tomorrow, we don't want anybody going out the back door before the concert's over or anything. And they've got when the blinking lights at the end of the intermission is the time limit to, so if you ain't bought it by then, you're not going to get it. So also, they have the store set up out there where the performers have all got their CDs, and they've got a wonderful disc and tape buffet of beautiful music out there to everybody to look at and hopefully buy some music and take home for you to listen all winter long and remember Augusta with. And also, they have a souvenir tape that's a little sampling of all these concerts that go on. And those tapes are great. Flon and Bill do as good an engineering and recording job as you'll hear anywhere. The tapes are perfectly good quality and wonderful music and all the things that go on and all that stuff. That you've, all the great music you've been hearing, you can take home, listen to on your tape player, CD. Okay, the next young fella we're going to bring out here tonight is one of the finest gentlemen, you know, that you'll ever want to meet, and a good old-timey blues player. And he comes from, he's one of West Virginia's own. Nat Reese comes from down in Princeton, West Virginia. And I hadn't seen him in, I guess, probably 6 or 7 years or something. So I used to do a guitar shop out here where I built guitars, and he'd always come down in the shop and jam and pick some. And I told him I thought he was, looked to me like he's getting younger all the time. But he still told me he's getting out and playing all over the world, going to different countries and just playing around everywhere. And he's playing absolutely wonderful. And so bring him out right now, Mr. Nat Reese.
Thank you very, very much. I hope you feel this good when I get through. This is a mixture of music. It's not a continuously blues thing. It's more like life, you know. Sometimes you're blue, sometimes you're in love, sometimes you're in between. And a couple of the ladies has requested a couple of pieces. But I'm going to do this one first, and then I'll tell you what they told me. Around with you. be mine. But you know I was just too blind to see. You know I've got my pride, and why should we hide? Girl, you might as well. I wanna tell the world I do, but I'm so tired slipping around with you. Yes, I know that you would never be mine. Back to the two friends of mine that requested this piece. They said they knew the reason why I was having problems. They said I had something like too many bad habits. I've got too many bad habits. Help me if you please. People, I've got too many bad habits. Help me if you please. You know I leave home Friday walking. Lord, I go back Sunday crawling on my knees. Because I like to drink a little whiskey, champagne, beer, and wine. I got a habit for cussing and sometimes lying. I like to play the horses and catch the numbers too. I like to eat too much of that greasy barbecue. People, I've got too many bad habits. get rid of some of these habits. Lord, I believe I'm gonna lose my natural mind. Now these are the things you shouldn't do. Like smoke a little reefer, sniff a little cocaine, drink straight Kentucky bourbon, smoke cigarettes all in a chain. Lord, I got a pretty woman habit, because big legs upset my soul. The only habit that Nat ain't got is the one they call self-control. People, I got too many bad habits. Help me if you please. You know, when I leave on walking, thank you. I think I've got time for just a little bit of one here that one of the visitors from around Maryland, Matthew, he's out there somewhere. He wanted to hear the piece. You know, you can help me sing this if you want on the chorus. When you get to it, I'll do like this, and we'll fix it up. Well, I ain't gonna throw this away. I ain't gonna throw this away. There's a whole lot more on the old apple core, and I ain't gonna throw it away. Ain't gonna throw this away. Ain't gonna throw this away. It's a whole lot more on the old apple core, and I ain't gonna throw it away. They say a little boy was eating an apple, and he started to throw the core away. Someone say he took one more look, and then they heard him say, he said, I ain't gonna throw this away. That's right, I ain't gonna throw this away. It's a whole lot more on the old apple core, I ain't gonna throw it away. You sound good. Said a blind man was eating in the townhouse, and he found a rat tail in his stew. Somebody shouted, you better throw that out. He said, I'll be God's turn if I do. He said, I ain't gonna throw this away. Yeah, I ain't gonna throw this away. It's a whole lot more on the old apple core, and I ain't gonna throw it away. Old Uncle Jim was drinking gin out under the tree in the shade. They say a great big bug fell in Jim's jug. Somebody heard him say, Jim said, I ain't gonna throw this away. No, ain't gonna throw this away. He said, this alcohol ain't hurt at all. Ain't Jones went out hunting, and he tromped in the weeds all day. Now what Rep shot wasn't so doggone hot, but somebody heard Rep say, he said, I gonna throw this away. That's right, I ain't gonna throw this good bird away. He said, buzzard stew, it's gonna have to do, cause I ain't gonna throw it away. He said, I ain't gonna throw this away. Come on now, I ain't gonna throw this away. It's a whole lot more on the old apple core. Thank you ever so much. I hate to go, but my time is up.
A true country gentleman right there, and a master at his art, one of the very best right there, Mr. Nat Reese. And we're going to have a 20-minute intermission right now, so you can get up and stretch, and don't forget to check out all the tapes and CDs out in the lobby. So we'll see you in about 20 minutes, and thank you.